Tracy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Exploring time. The whole concept of exploring
time. Always trying to be real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality Radio. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today it's just going to be me and you. This show has evolved in so many different ways. When I started Reality Spirituality Radio a little over 3 years ago, I had no idea what I was doing. I couldn't put two sentences together. To talk longer than 5 minutes was like so painful for me. And what has happened is, as always, the universe had a bigger plan. This show is about sharing with you what I've learned, what I've discovered along my own journey, and where I don't say that I have all the answers, but I definitely have the answers to what's happened for me and what works for me. And if it resonates with you, my dear audience, if it feels like a fit, if you can relate, if what I'm sharing with you resonates in any way, then there you go. That's what this show is about. Reality Spirituality, I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what the hell does that mean? That means that for years, for decades, I have chosen to put happiness up as my priority, my number one priority, happiness, internal peace, internal contentment, this feeling that everything is okay. And I have to say that this is not putting happiness over all other goals. Choosing happiness over all other goals. Choosing happiness, choosing to be connected with the universe over anything else I do have experience is not easy. And in fact, I am going through a struggle right now that is overwhelming. And what happens, this is for me, what happens is I get to a place where I'm all comfortable, trust the universe, surrender to the universe, blah-de-blah, blah-blah. And then the universe throws me a curveball, or a slider, or a sinker, or a fastball, and it hits me right between the eyes. And so what I have to do is, okay, go back to what I know. Well, I know that everything that happens to me is for my betterment. I know that everything that happens to me is a lesson, if you will, a discovery, a journey, a clue to finding even more peace and contentment, to get to even another level. I like to use the analogy of water because, and I have to say I can't remember who used this analogy, so it's not my original. I'm trying to remember who, but anyway, it's about living in a certain state. And And water has a lot of wonderful, wonderful states, dimensions. If you freeze water, it's ice. And while this world was, while this earth was forming, there were billions and billions of years where the earth was just a block of ice, hard, dense, unpenetrable. You know what I'm saying. You can't penetrate it. and so that is a state that, quite frankly, I used to live in. Like, I used to be like an ice cube. You couldn't give me a new idea. You couldn't sell me a new idea for anything. You couldn't present something that made a lot of sense, and I would follow it. No. I know. I knew what was going on. I had all the answers. My way was the right way. And then there's another state, and that state of being an ice cube, that state of being a solid ice cube, is a state of resistance. All I would do is resist. And I knew that I was resisting. I didn't know it then, but I know it now that I was resisting because of how I felt. I was always in some kind of turmoil, always with some kind of struggle, always with a relationship back and forth. There was never any peace in a relationship that I was in, be it parents, marriage, boyfriend, child, doesn't matter, or coworker. There's always some kind of struggle, always some kind of issue. And so that was a state of, that was a state to me of being solid, of being rigid, of not being able to flow. And I'm telling you, I was having a conversation with my son the other day, and I said, you know, you couldn't pay me. There isn't enough money in this world to get me to go back living that way. And then there's another state, a state of liquidity. I'm trying to think of a state of being liquid. You know, when water is, I'm not going to even say the nature of water, but when water is liquid, when water is flowing, when water is, visualize a river, and it's just flowing, and it's just flowing, and it's just flowing, and it's flowing easily. And of course, you know, if you visualize a river, there are rocks, there are boulders, there are twigs, there are sometimes even trees in that river. But the water just goes around it, maybe bumps into it, but just keeps on flowing. And that's another state of living. It's actually called being in the flow. Being in the flow, meaning that just like the water, just like the river, you are able to just easily flow through life. Yes, there's bumps. Yes, there's different paths. Maybe water will take one way or the other way, but water just keeps moving. The resistance, maybe, when there's a boulder and it just, but there really isn't any resistance because water, the state of water, there is no resistance. So that's another state of living. And the other one is when water is heated and it turns into steam. And steam is the most, is the lightest, the most airy, the easiest, you can feel it. You can feel it. Can you imagine? You're just steam and you're just, that's how you live all the time. And that is my definition of being happy, of living, of being at peace, of wanting to stay. That is my desired state. That is what I choose to live. Steamy, airy. I don't care what happens. I don't care what comes, what comes in front of my path. I'm just going to steam right over it. And it's, of course, it's easier said than done. But like anything in this life, like anything that you want, like any goal you want to achieve, all it is the intention, a commitment to that intention, and then just practice. The intention, a commitment to the intention, and then just practice. And let me tell you something, the universe is I am practicing in all a lot these days. We have a few callers in the queue, and I'm going to get right to you callers in just a second. The intention and the commitment and practice, it's just like anything else. If you really, really want to be proficient, if you really, really want to be good at anything, if you really want to achieve anything, even if you're a writer, a doctor, a musician, an actor, a chef, everything takes practice. And that is where, that is what I believe that the universe does for me. It allows, it gives me a lot of experiences and a lot of situations where I can get a lot of practice. And right now, more than anything, I am experiencing this uncertain, this feeling of uncertainty, meaning what's going to happen. In other words, there are a lot of unresolved issues. It could be a better job. It could be a circumstance with a loved one. It could be a test. It could be being hired to speak. There are a lot of unresolved issues in my life right now, and it is throwing me for a loop because it's not just one. No, the universe doesn't do that to me. The universe isn't. Listen, I'm in like the graduate class here. I'm in the doctorate classes. So it's not just one issue of being uncertain about. It's probably, if I counted them all, 3, 4, probably 7, okay? And that includes, let me just be honest because, you know, that's what the show is about. Book proposal, speaking engagements, medical challenges that my mother is having, assisting my brother at this particular time in his life, which he needs. Let's see, what else? Health issues. Okay, yes, you know, I'm just come back 3 weeks from surgery. Health issues, recuperating, a lot of uncertainty. And so is it possible to be okay? Is it possible to be happy with all of this uncertainty? And if it is possible, which I do believe that it is, how? How the hell can I be happy and content and be at ease and be that steam that we talked about earlier with all of this uncertainty surrounding me? How? Well, one of the things that I have always said is I do not try to live this life. I do not try to be on this journey by myself. I am always asking the universe for guidance. And in fact, that's my question. That's my question today. Universe, how can I experience all of the things that I'm experiencing and still be at peace? How can I flow through all of this stuff that's happening and still remain happy, peaceful, content, relaxed, trusting, surrendering. How does that happen? What does that look like? And I don't know about you, but for me, every time I've asked the universe for assistance, I'm going to get choked up now. Every time I've asked the universe for assistance, and every time I've asked the universe for help, I am always aided, and I always get the answers that I'm looking for. So I want to share with you that whatever it is you're going through, don't think that you have to go through it. Don't think that you have to experience it alone. You have the universe, and you could always call into my show. We can work through this together. But even more importantly than this show and calling in, you have the universe at your disposal. Know that, trust that, and be about that. I'm going to go to my first caller, area code 914. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Welcome.
Hi, my name's Melissa, and I'm from New York.
Hi, Melissa from New York. What's going on?
Well, I recently had like an aha moment that I wanted to try out fine stone.
Yay! Yes, and please share. What part of New York are you in?
Westchester.
Okay, because my son lives in is it East Harlem, South Harlem, East Harlem? One of those Harlems. That's where he's living. Shout out to New York City.
Harlem's pretty nice, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Well, trust me. Yeah, I've been.
He's in a good spot.
Yay. Okay, so tell me what's going on with you. And I love, I'm already getting chills. I'm loving these aha moments. Please share with us.
Okay, well, I went and bought the rose quartz stone.
Yeah.
The pink one, because my daughter has a rare heart disease. And so I said, you know, people always talk about that gives healing and everything, so I got that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got the tiger's eye because they said it helps you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I need to learn how to communicate well with everybody. And so I went and got that, and I went and got a few other stones. I just picked them out because I just like the color of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a smoky quartz.
Mm-hmm.
And a yellow, I think it's called opal.
Yeah.
Tumbler. And I went and got a moon stone, which is pretty, the rainbow natural stone one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one fluorite. And I got one that's purple. I think it's called
Amethyst.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that one of those too. And I have the other one, Emma Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have one of those. So that's what I have so far. So I did one night is that I had, you know, everybody tells me you need sea salt, you could do it with the water and everything. All I just asked was our angel Michael just to clear them. I left them by the window and let him just clear them.
Uh-huh.
And so the next day I just realized, I'm like, oh, you didn't have a marker on you before when I opened you up. So I'm like, I don't know. So I just wanted to know, did our angel Michael clear them? Can I hold them?
you know what's interesting about your whole story and your question, what's really interesting, it was just last Sunday I went to a live event, and there was a woman that was selling all these stones, and I actually sat through her talk, which was about 30 minutes, and I sat through it and just learned even more about stones. I love that you are trusting and having such a strong connection to the stones. In fact, one of the things that she said, and all the stones that you mentioned were all the stones that she mentioned, because she was She only had a half hour, so she was talking about these stones really, really in depth. And everything that you mentioned, I mean, she mentioned, you have. So, yay, yay, yay. And one of the things
That's
that
cool.
she said was to sleep with the stones, to put the stones underneath your bed.
That's
to,
what I'm
doing. I mean,
underneath
keep,
my pillow.
What? Oh, yes. There you go. There you go. But what I also want to say is, what you believe to be true is very, very powerful. And I have to say that, yes, while these stones do have healing powers and all of this, all of the other great, you know, powers and talking and communicating and relationships and all of that stuff, all of it, I also believe that one of the things you are open. See, one of the things that is so important is being open.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
That's true.
And so you are an open conduit to all of the quote-unquote healing, all of the answers, all of the communication. So it's not just these stones is what I want to say. You are so important through all of this process. And I want you to know that you, as much power as these stones have, or as much, you know, healing these stones have, you have that also already inside of you. The
wow.
stones are there to maybe, you know,
enhance me to make me pop more.
What?
I said maybe probably to push me.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, it's like a spark that like an ignition. You follow me?
Exactly. I follow you.
Yeah, yeah. So I also want you to know that you have the ability, and I think I was talking about this earlier. And whatever questions, in other words, along with the stones, I would also suggest that you ask the universe, how can I create more healing in my life? Or how can I experience more healing in my life? Universe, how can I have relationships that are more peaceful? How do I create more peaceful relationships in my life? All of this stuff, not only you have, you know, you're this open energy, you have the stones, but also you have you and you have the universe. In other words, I'm just adding to all your good stuff that you got, honey.
That's very cool. Because I don't, you know what, I was just like, I hear people talk about stones all the time and everything and how it made their life a lot better. It made everything calmer. It made them see clearer. And what I've been doing lately is that I've been just, even when I'm cooking or something like that, I just be like, okay, spirit guides, if you could just guide me to whatever I'm doing so I don't burn anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, instead of this is one of the things that I had to learn. Instead of, you know, saying, you know, guide me, blah, 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 I always ask a question. The universe loves questions. How can I cook this meal that is going to be enjoyable for everyone? How do I oversee this meal? How do I, you know, it's always a question. And when you throw out questions, oh, I'm getting chills again. When you throw out questions, the universe throws back an answer. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yes, yeah, so always think of whatever you want in a question. How can I have more peaceful relationships in my life? That's the question.
And you know what? That is the question. And
yeah.
You know what I do? I write it down. Like, I wrote down what I want. And so, you know, I did the memory board thing, and I know some people do that. And I was just like, I don't know. It doesn't help me.
Well, let me
just start it writing down.
Yeah, let me throw something else at you. Because I'm feeling you, and one of the things that, and this is, and I, you know, I have to say that I've been through this also. You know, looking at what works for other people It really didn't. In other words, it gives me suggestions, it gives me clues, but it doesn't always work for me. In fact, I have to say 99.9% of the time doesn't work for me. Why? Because we are as different as our fingerprints. We're unique. We're different. So other people can throw out suggestions, and you can kind of, oh, that sounds like a good suggestion, but unless it might not be a fit for you. So your job is to find what fits you. Your job is to find your unique connection with the universe. I'll give you a great example. You know, meditation. Oh, everybody meditate. Well,
oh,
you know
I
what?
Love meditation. It really makes you feel a little different. Sometimes you feel like an out of body experience.
Well, see, that's you. And I have to say, I don't meditate sitting down traditionally. Sometimes I meditate in the shower. Sometimes I can meditate on the bus. I don't even do this meditation thing. I just like get quiet and I said, okay, you know, what do you have to tell me? What do you have to tell me? And I get this voice. So what I'm saying is, it's all perfect. But you are such an individual, and what works for you and what feels good to you, that's what is going to. That's, in other words, I'm giving you a 500 thumbs up is follow you and find your unique journey, your unique path, what works. Does that make sense?
That definitely makes sense. I like the fact you can meditate anywhere. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah, and it's not about a lot of people. It's about just what works for me.
Works for you.
Yeah, and so I want to say the same thing for you. Whatever works for you, wherever you feel your connection, wherever you feel, that's what works. Now, you said something earlier, and I want to just get to this really, really quick, because you said something about relationships and something about struggling
mm-hmm.
with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
what's going on? Give me your biggest struggle, and I'm going to help you with that, like snap, snap, snap.
Well, my biggest struggle is my baby's father, because he came to this country. He wasn't really into me having a baby or anything. And then when I did have the baby and everything, and the baby has health issues, it's like it's not his cup of tea. But he still loves her. But at the same time, I feel like he wants his green card, and I think that's what he cares about more than anything else. And it's like when I want to get money out of him, it's like he only wants to give money order and a certain amount, and that's it. Doesn't want to do anything else. And I have a few doubts about him, because I think that he's married back home, but he doesn't want to tell me. And I think he has more kids back home, but he doesn't want to tell me. And sometimes, you know, when people come to this country, they can be a brand new person to you. They don't have to tell you what's back home, because you'll never get to go there.
Well, listen. Okay, come on now. Okay, now let's really talk about what's going on. Let's talk about the truth. And one of the things I do on this show is just mm-hmm. speak the truth. And number one, you already know. The issue is, see, people, and it's not just women, and it's not just men. People want what they want, and they don't want to make the tough decisions. The only reason why there is struggle within any relationship, and I mean any relationship, is
mm-hmm.
because there is no acceptance of the other person. Now, if this guy is sneaky, if this guy has people, you know, family at home, if he has children at home, if he only wants a green card, if whatever all those things that you said are true,
mm-hmm.
then why are you trying to change him? That's who he is. That's what he is. That's what he represents. That's what he is. See, your struggle is you want something different than what you have.
It's true. Like, I can say spiritually, I let him go, but
No, you're not letting him go. That sounds nice.
No. It sounds nice,
but it's not truth. Yeah. Let him. If you really let him go, you would have no complaints.
That's true. But I have the complaints because it's just like I just feel like it's okay, I feel like, okay, he got to be married back home. Like, why? You know, because when these people get their green card, they bring, they go and they bring their wife and their children from their country here.
But you said that already. But
yeah.
But that's what he's going to do. And that if that's what he's going to do, that's who he is.
Yeah.
Who are you? And I'm saying this as lovingly as I can, but if this is the first time you listen to the show, honey, put your seatbelt on, honey. Put your seatbelt on.
I have my seatbelt.
Yeah, but who are you to criticize how he is leading his life? Who are you to judge what he's doing? Now, listen, me, I'm not getting mixed up in that. And if I did get mixed up in that, I'm out of there. It's simple.
Sure.
But you're choosing what?
You're right about that. I shouldn't have a right to what he wants. Everybody has free will. And if that's
yeah.
the way he wants to live, I have to like accept that. But at the same time, I feel like I just want him just to be honest. Like,
no,
this is my life.
No. Listen, that was one of my things. Why can't they just be honest? Why can't they just tell the truth? And listen, some people aren't honest. It's just, but is honest, is being dishonest better than being honest? In my eyes, it is. But you know what? The universe doesn't criticize. The universe doesn't judge. Listen, the question is not why he can't be honest. Why can't you be honest with yourself? Why can't you be honest and make the decisions that are hard for you to make? Why can't you do that? That's the real question. See, it's never really about anybody else. It's about that person in the mirror. And my question is, why can't you make a decision that is going to be beneficial for you? That's my question.
You know what the thing about it is? The truth is that I always like to ask other people's opinion instead of picking my own opinion.
Listen, I never know how to make up my mind. No, you're still dancing around it. You're still dancing around it. You're still dancing around it. And it still comes back to why can't you make a decision that is going to be beneficial for you and for your daughter? I mean, you said you had a daughter, correct?
Yeah, with him.
Would you want her to choose a man like this? It's either yes or no.
No.
Okay, there you go. Okay? So the question really is, why can't you be the example that you need to be for your daughter?
You know, I never thought about that, me being an example.
That's right.
Of leaving what's bad alone. And
that's right.
If I start now, she won't notice.
Well, you know. See, this is the thing. When, you know, parents say that they really want the best for their children, it sounds nice, but what are you doing about it? You know, you gave me the answer. You said that you would not want her involved in a person like this. You said that.
No, I wouldn't want it.
Okay, but in reality, you do want her because that's what you're teaching her. And listen, you know I love you. You know I love you, and I'm saying it with a lot of love, but that's what you're teaching her right now. I mean, and I'm saying all this because when I was younger, my son was around 12 years old, and I was still being this bitchy mom, overbearing, blah, 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 you name it. I had to change. If I want my son to make different decisions, I have to make different decisions. It's not what we talk about. It's our actions. It's our energy is what they're going to learn. So he was motivation for me. In fact, he was motivation for me to be different and to change.
Wow.
That's enough.
That's powerful words right there.
Honey, I'm getting chills. Yes, it is. And I mean, I can start crying right now thinking about it, because if I make one change on this planet is to give my son choices in life. I'm not going to tell him what to do, but I want him to have choices.
And that's true. Wow.
So I love you, Melissa. I love you like you would not believe. I mean, I could just chew your face off. You are just, you're honest, you're open.
Yeah.
And you know, when you hear the truth, you recognize it. I mean, I get chills when I hear the truth, and I've been chilling all over when just talking to you. You are fascinating. Can you please keep me updated and give me a jingle, call me back? And, you know, I am here, and I want you to know that this relationship, it's all in your hands, and your daughter's watching. I don't care how old she is.
Oh, yeah, they notice from little, right?
There you go. There you go.
So I will definitely keep you updated, and definitely I'll ask the questions to the universe as well.
There you go. There you go. You got a lot more than you bargained for calling, huh?
Yes, but it's good to hear the truth, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. The truth is the only thing. I love it. All right, sweeties, keep listening. What a great call. I mean, are you guys kidding me? These are the type of people that I love to talk to. Well, I love talking to everyone, but people that can look in the mirror and can say, wow, that's the truth. You know, that just made my whole freaking day. That just made my whole day. My problems with uncertainty? Let me go to my next caller. Area code 402. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Kuulelani. And
hi, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. I was just seeing if you could see anything between me and this gentleman going anywhere. I have this little crush, and there's kind of like a holdup because I don't know why, and I'm trying to figure out why, and if it's worth my time to keep on going in this direction or just say forget about it.
Did you say your name was Pulani?
Kuulelani.
Oh, Kuulelani.
Yeah. No,
ooh, with a K. What a cute name.
Thanks.
Okay, what did they call you for short?
Milani.
Oh, Milani. Okay, that's what I'm gonna do. you know what's really interesting about calls like this is, again, my purpose on this planet is to empower everybody that calls me, which means that I want you to trust your intuition. I want you to trust your feelings. And I know there are a lot of people that call and want predictions and what's going to happen and what do you see. And I respect that and I like that. But what I also want you to do, and I'm going to give you an answer, but I also want you to learn to trust and feel your intuition. And so my intuition
has a really creative imagination attached to it. So I do trust my intuition, but sometimes that creativity steps into play or I don't know all the facts.
Okay. So you're saying that you don't know everything or you don't know all the facts. And let me ask you a question. How long have you known this person?
I've known this person since we were younger, but then we got re-associated via like social media maybe a couple years ago. But I knew when I was growing up, when I was about 15. So,
okay. And so your question is, you want to know, I mean, do you have physical contact with him? Are you in the same area as he is, or no?
Sometimes, because he drives trucks, so sometimes I'm in the same area. The problem that I'm having is that I have a family, and he knew this. Like, I have children, and we were supposed to, I'm like, well, you can come and meet all my kids. He's like, well, I'm scared to meet all your kids. And right there, I was like, I don't know if I have the patience to deal with somebody that doesn't really know what they want, because I do know what I want. You know, I mean, I really have a great connection and attachment, and I feel like there could be something more, but I don't understand why somebody would be scared. I mean, it just seems like either that's an excuse, or if you genuinely feel that way, how can I make it better? Like, should I have to be more patient? And, like, just, you know, is that, you know what I mean? My own situation tells me that there's more going on than I know of, and I'm not quite sure what it is. That's why I called and asked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know the story.
You know, it's funny because the caller earlier talking about, you know, a guy, why can't he be honest? Why can't they be honest? Sometimes people cannot be what, quote unquote, we want them to be or what we are. One of the things that I used to do, well, why can't you be like, and the thing is, why can't you be like me? Why can't you be honest? Why can't you be open? You feel like there's something, you said you feel like there's something else going on. I feel that too, but it always comes back to you in the mirror. It always comes back to if somebody is telling you that they don't want to meet your children or they're scared to, or whatever reason he uses, why is it that you want something different? Why, you see, the thing is, no one is really accepting other people the way they are. If somebody told me that I really am not comfortable meeting your children, or it's not time for me, or I don't, you know, it's just not my thing, then I'm like, okay, why do I want to change someone else? Or why do I want to make them different than who they are?
Right. But my problem is that I always have these kids. Like, this kid, this whole I'm scared is a new thing. I'm like, so I'm not fully understanding that. Like, I don't understand when somebody says that.
Do you have to understand? See, the reason why...
Because I'm curious like that. I like to understand people's logic, even if it's crazy.
Okay. Well, let me say, let me say this, and I'm saying this with as much love as I can. One of the things that, I mean, I totally relate to you. I relate to you because I used to be like this. And one of the things that I've learned is I don't care how many times somebody is going to explain their feelings or their reasons. I might not understand it. And quite frankly, asking him for an explanation, if you ask me for an explanation for how I feel or what I'm saying, I would say to you, I mean, it's like you're asking me for an explanation. I don't need to, and I'm saying this as sweetly as I can, I don't need to give you an explanation. What I'm saying is, unless I've lived in this person's skin, unless I've grown up in the same house as him with the same parents, unless I am that person, I might never, unless it's like we're all speaking a different language, I might not never understand.
Yeah.
But you're wanting an explanation. I mean, I understand. You're saying you want an explanation, but
no. I mean, I understand. I understand. I'm just saying that I just wanted to see if I'm right about something else, and that if it is really fear, like if they're really scared about like commitment or meeting the kids, because you know what I mean, like because it's a big thing. Because some people think, well, meeting your kids, then I got to marry her. And that's not what I'm there for. I'm here to be a friend, but I want to just set boundaries, and I want to not make it like where I feel like I'm just being an open option, because that's not my MO. That's not my motivation, you know? When you build a relationship, you lay down groundwork and you say what you want. And I thought I pretty much said that, and I thought we were like in agreement on that. That's why kind of a little bit spun me out when it was put out like that. I mean, I can understand if people have because they don't have kids, and meeting other people's kids, it might take it to a whole nother level. But I'm just trying to share what I have and bring what I have to the table, and that's part of who I am. So
yeah, but okay, I totally get that. But what if he's not interested in that? And this is This is the
thing. Yeah, then people need to come clear with it. I know the other woman says the same thing. Won't happy.
No,
be clear about it.
No,
say, I'm not interested.
No, he doesn't.
That would be the easiest way.
No, he doesn't need to be clear about it. See, we're always wanting somebody to do what we want them to do. He doesn't need to be clear. This is his way of being clear. This is his way of being clear. It might not be your way of being clear. It might not be the way you would want to be clear, but this is his way of being clear. And it doesn't sound good, but it's true. This is how he is clear with you, and you are not accepting it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because I'm here asking you a question.
Yeah, so
he
is being clear. You just don't want to accept it.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Well, you know what, you're the second most special person today. I mean, because I could feel, and I'm getting chills again, and it just when you just said that, you know, you said the truth. And that's all this life is just saying the truth to ourselves. And sometimes I use other people, or I used to use other people, and, you know, to stay in this confusion and to stay in this uncertainty, to stay in this questions to stay in. But it's really about looking in the mirror and accepting this person. And you said something about laying down groundwork, laying down a foundation, laying down what you want, and you know, you laying down a foundation. Right there, if somebody told me, this is our foundation. This is exactly the way it's going to go. I'm going the other way.
No, I'm not saying, like, lay down the foundation like that. But, you know, when you start talking to somebody, you're starting a relationship. You know, you pretty much know whether you want to be together or you want to, you know, like, just be friends. Or you,
right.
You know, like, there's a certain, you know, like, you know, when I started talking to him, it wasn't like I hid the fact that I had children. Like, that was
right.
A part of who I was. So
right.
If that was something that scared you, that's something that should have been talked about, you know, a long time ago.
Well, should have been talked about. No, you can't put it on anyone else. You have to just say, listen, he's given you the answer right now, so it always comes back in a court. What are you going to do now? He's already given you an answer. And it's not about trying to understand his answer or, you know.
It is about, like, accepting the answer without necessarily knowing the why.
Exactly.
I've been doing that a lot in different areas of my life. But sometimes, like, especially these areas where you get so much passion involved, you always want to know the why.
Well, let me tell you something. The why is going to keep you going around and around and around and around, chasing your own tail forever. And if that feels good to you, then yay. But going around and around and around and around. And the only reason, you see, you can never know any other person's reasons why. You can only know your reason why. But you can never really understand somebody else's reasons why. And so really this wanting to know someone else's reasons why is just a distraction. It's just a distraction from the real truth. The guy has given you an answer, and then you either accept it or you don't, or you accept him or you don't.
Okay, I got a better question then for you. What can I do to track what I want in my life, okay?
Go ahead.
Forget about this guy. Forget about all that other stuff. How do I attract a normal, sound man in my life that doesn't have, like either too much or not enough? Like, you know, where can I find my balance? I mean, I found it with myself, and I have 4 kids. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm human. I'm affectionate. You know, I have a lot of love to give. And I'd like to share these memories and these dinners I cook with somebody else besides, you know, children.
Okay.
If I'm in that point in my life, like, I'm, you know, I'm 30, I have, like, you know, I have a college degree, I've grown in a lot of different ways, I'm still learning, I'm not saying I'm far from perfect, don't get me wrong, but I'm a pretty easygoing person, I got a lot of friends, I can get along with a lot of people, have a lot of long-term relationships, you know, but But I just have a really bad taste in men, and I rush into things without fully knowing the situation. And this time I was taking my time, and it just feels like
okay,
smack in the face.
Now we're really getting to the really true. Now we're really getting to the really truth. You hear me? Now we're really getting to the truth. This is your real issue. This is really what you need to know. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you're going to have to give me a call back because we've run out of time. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday because I want to answer that question for you. Because now you're really being honest and you are telling me the real truth. See, it's so interesting, and I have your answer. I have your answer. How you like them apples?
That's awesome.
I love you so much. You're so, and the only reason why I'm getting off the air is because I usually have more time than this, but I have an appointment at 8 o'clock Pacific time, and so I really have to make that appointment. Or usually I would stay on the phone with you, but let me tell you that I'm available every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will be here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to give me another call, because I definitely have your answer, and that now you're speaking what you really want, and now we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty. I have your answer, sweetie.
Thanks.
Can you call me back?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll try to call you back. And I know my number, so, and I got that weird name, so we'll meet the link back up, and I'll see. I'm ready to learn. I like learning.
Yes.
Why I'm
yes. Better. And I, you know what? You are. I'm getting chills again because you are. And this is gonna, you know, this is gonna change your life. Your life is gonna be changed. It's time because you're in this loop, and it's time to get out of it. I totally get you. I get you. What a wonderful call. You know what, Universe? I mean, thank you, Universe, for these two wonderful women on the phone. I'm going to have to get to my other callers tomorrow. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about people, women, men that call and they want answers. And I'm not saying that I have answers, but what I do is guide them to the truth, to their truth. What a great, great call. You can hear Reality Spirituality every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to my website. I am RebeccaNorrington.com. That's www.RebeccaNorrington, RebeccaNorrington.com. And follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. If you like Reality Spirituality, go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and like the Facebook page. Until tomorrow, I want you to remember who you are. Who are you? You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. My latest book, which is on Amazon, is called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And in that book, I talk about all of this. I talk about money. I talk about relationships. I talk about death. I talk about forgiveness. I talk about everything and their links and the links to happiness and how to. Because really, what are we really wanting? We're wanting this feeling. We're wanting this feeling of happiness. We're wanting this feeling of contentment. That's what I was searching for, and that's what I can share how to get and how to sustain it and how to maintain it, regardless if you have in a relationship, regardless if you are not in a relationship. It's all about this feeling, this trusting and surrendering to the universe. I will talk to all of you tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for being with me. I love all of you. I love my callers today.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RL and
Reality.
time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.